Hello, welcome to another message titled Defeat Evil Thoughts. So evil thoughts will always occur. There are things that we are going to face daily in our lives. So evil thoughts will occur. However, it is how we handle them that matters. So having the right approach, the right strategy in defeating evil thoughts is very important, especially being determined, making up your mind beforehand that you want to defeat evil thoughts. Remember that Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." So Jesus was able to recognize that what Peter was saying originated from the devil. So a lot of times, most of us do not realize that what we're feeding our minds originates from the devil. It's everywhere. On social media, on TV, from friends, from family, from your kids, from everyone around you, from society. There are some thoughts that people project into your mind that are not from God. Those thoughts are worldly thoughts. Even when those thoughts seem harmless and, you know, it's just the way of life and all that. But if you examine those thoughts closely, you will see that those thoughts are not from God. In fact, they are contrary to God's will. So that's why they are thoughts that originate from the devil, because that is how the devil has programmed this world. So you can see with how much Peter loved Jesus and he thought he was doing something good for Jesus. Like, no, that will never happen to you. You will never die like that. You will never go there. But that was God's plan for the life of Jesus. But Peter never knew that. That's why you always have to be led by the Holy Spirit, because what you think is good for somebody else's life and you're giving the advice from the bottom of your heart and you sincerely believe that what you're telling that person is for that person's good might not even be God's plan for that person. In fact, it might be the direct opposite. It might be the thing that will finish that person off. It might look innocent or good outwardly, but it might just be so much outside God's will that that person is going to face judgment from God for going there, even marrying the wrong person. People around us, that's why I mentioned, I say family, even family, friends, children, parents, they will come that way and it's going to look like it's something very good, something very innocent, because they sincerely mean well for you and they don't mean bad for you. When Peter was saying that to Jesus, he meant well for Jesus. He loved Jesus so much. Remember when Jesus was asking Peter, "Do you love me more than these ones?" Three times, and Peter said, "Yes, yes," three times. So you can imagine, why was it Peter that Jesus singled out to ask that question and then handed that responsibility to Peter? That meant they had a very close bond and close relationship. That means Jesus knew that Peter loved him a lot and he wanted Peter to say it. He wanted to hear it from Peter several times. So that's it. So they had a very close bond and very close relationship. Yet, Satan could go through Peter to try to thwart God's will, to try to, you know, mislead Jesus. So most of the time, Satan is going to come through people that are familiar, people that love you very well. People that are very close to you. Satan is so trickish like that. That is just how his mind is. He's an evil genius. So that's how he works. So you need to be on the watch out for that. If you're sincerely dedicated to God's will and you want to finish your race, you want to complete your assignment, you want your food to be to do the will of God and to finish it, then be on the lookout for that. Make sure that every decision that you're making, everything that you're doing is according to God's will, as written in the Bible, and according to God's plan for your life, God's specific plan for your life. Do not let anyone mislead you and take you away from God's plan for your life, regardless of who that person is. It's your responsibility. God is not going to blame that person. God is not going to blame that your best friend, even if it's your spouse, your husband, or your wife, misleading you, taking you to an area that is not God's way for your life. God is not going to blame that. It's you. It's your responsibility to make sure that you cling to God's will, you hold on to it, God's plan for your life. You know what God's calling is for your life. Do not say, "It was my wife that made me not to answer God's call," or maybe scatter the ministry or scatter whatever it is that God has called you to. No, you yourself should be in control. You know what God's plan for your life is. Cling to that. Make sure you do it. do not let somebody else misdirect you from God's will. So Jesus was on the lookout, and Jesus knows, because he's constantly led by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus knew and instantly recognized that, no, this thought is coming from the devil, and immediately rebuked Peter. I'm sure Peter was surprised and wondering, how you get behind me, Satan? I'm not Satan. Satan is not talking to me yet. Jesus knew that that was Satan that was talking, and Peter himself didn't even know that he had accepted Satan's thoughts and was projecting Satan's thoughts to Jesus. A lot of people do that. Some people will accept Satan's thoughts about your life, telling you you're weak, you're fragile, you're failure, you're this, you're that. They have accepted Satan's thoughts, and they're now projecting those evil thoughts into your mind to defeat you, to defeat your self-esteem, to destroy you, to make you the person that God did not make you. Make sure you reject those kind of trickish, devilish, evil thoughts, thoughts that are not from God, thoughts that are meant to distort you and make you who you're not supposed to be. So be on the lookout for that. So Jesus was able to recognize that what Peter was saying originated from the devil. Peter himself was not even aware that he was passing across Satan's thoughts to Jesus. The devil always tries his best to make us disobey God and go against God's will and his plan for our lives by flashing his own thoughts across our minds. So learn to recognize Satan's thoughts the way that Jesus did and aggressively reject them. It is your responsibility. Number one, know the word of God thoroughly, like the Berean believers. Acts 17:11 says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. So if they could be that way, you can constantly make sure you get familiar with the scriptures, have a thorough knowledge of scriptures, get acquainted with scriptures, know the word of God inside out, the way that Jesus knew the word of God, the way that these Berean Jews knew the word of God, and make sure that when someone is telling you something, you're comparing and making sure that you reject the one that is not of God, the one that is not in line with the word of God, and you constantly cling to the one that is in line with the word of God. Regardless of who that person is, you have the scriptures, you have the Holy Spirit, so you don't have an excuse. So the next thing is, be constantly led by the Spirit like Jesus and know God's plan for your life. So if you don't know God's plan for your life, someone can easily come and just mislead you. So if Jesus didn't know that he was supposed to die for our salvation, that those things were supposed to happen to him, if he was confused, then when Peter came and said, no, Lord, that will never happen to you, he would have just accepted it and said, yes, that will never happen to me. You know, he would accept it as God's thought. Meanwhile, it's the devil's thought, taking him away from God's will. So you should know God's plan for your life. It is your responsibility to know God's plan for your life. Walk in the Spirit. I remember one time the Lord spoke to me and said, a spiritual man or woman is someone that always knows God's thoughts, God's plan for their lives, and knows who he's supposed to marry. Once a spiritual man or woman meets the person that is their God-ordained spouse, or the person that they're supposed to fulfill destiny with, the person that is that God's perfect will concerning marriage for their lives, that person will instantly know. Why? Because the person hears from the Holy Spirit. The person will know, the Holy Spirit will one way or the other put that impression, that communication in that person, and that person is not going to miss God's will, God's perfect will concerning marriage. So that's just how it is. So you should be led by the Holy Spirit in every area of your life. Do not go astray. Do not go outside God's plan for your life. Once you go outside God's plan for your life, you're going to give the devil an upper hand. So at the end of the day, ultimately, the responsibility lies on us to constantly walk in the Spirit and defeat the devil's thoughts, defeat evil thoughts that enter our minds. So that's my message for today. I pray that the Lord himself gives you the grace to constantly resist and recognize and reject the enemy's thoughts and plans that he is projecting to you and trying to use to mislead you and take you outside of God's will for your life. May you put on the complete armor of God. May God make you complete through the blood of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Remain blessed. Bye.